Chapter 3. The sound of Fabienne's barking brought Caline's head up from his task. He lived alone at Arundel. He was almost single-handedly constructing his home, but rarely did anyone come by that was not hired on to help put up a roof or lay a floor. Today, however, he was expecting his brother Orle, but he would be arriving by boat up the loch. He would be bringing the wine and tea they'd recently brought in from France, without registering their cargo with the tax authorities. All the more reason to be suspicious of whoever was now at his front door. He strode forward, grabbing up a musket on his way.
"Arundel!"
he heard someone shout as he neared the door. He pulled it open and swung the musket up onto his shoulder, sighting the man standing there. Padraic McNally threw his hands up and stumbled backwards, almost tripping over Fabienne, whose tail was swishing madly, so pleased that someone had come to call.
"What do you want?"
Caroline demanded gruffly. McNally began to prattle in Gaelic, something about a foreigner and the years of his life devoted to serving others with no reward for it. With a groan of exasperation, Caroline lowered his gun.
"For God's sake, take a breath, lad. I don't understand a word of it."
McNally paused. He drew a deep breath. He said in Gaelic again,
"A lady has come and released me from service."
He took a cautious step forward, nervously rubbed his hand under his nose. His plaid was filthy, and from a distance of a few feet, Caroline could smell whiskey on him. That was not surprising. Everyone knew that the McNallys of this glen were drunkards.
"I'm without situation."
"Aye, and whose fault is that?"
Caroline sighed.
"I've looked after Orkanard for 14 years,
he wailed.
"Looked after it? The place is a pile of rocks."
"The old man refused to send money for repairs,"
he insisted, seemingly on the verge of tears.
"What was I to do? There was naught I could do, lad. I need your help,"
he said, clasping his dirty hands together and shaking them at Caroline.
"Please."
"Aye, and what can I do then?"
Caroline asked, annoyed.